The first item on the agenda is the proposed directive regarding investigations conducted by the Office of General Counsel. So Commissioner Dickerson, I will pass the mic to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me first start by congratulating Commissioner Traynor on behalf of Mets fans everywhere. Congratulations. Don't get used to it. So I have a cover memorandum, which I think speaks for itself, but I wanted to note a few general points. First is that the statute that we administer, the Federal Election Campaign Act, entrusts the, quote, conduct of investigations to the commission. And it explicitly makes that a four-vote matter requiring commission's supervision. This directive began as a bipartisan effort with Commissioner Broussard, and I don't want to speak for her, but I think that we both recognized that where errors or omissions occur at the commission, whether in the investigations or otherwise, that responsibility lies with the commissioners and not with the Office of General Counsel or with staff. This is intended to create a mechanism to discharge the commission's oversight responsibilities and to ensure commissioner accountability for the conduct of our investigation. And with that table setting, Madam Chair, I look forward to the vote.
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I have a cold, so sorry, it sounds really bad at times. But I too want to note that this was a bipartisan effort. And as usual, I've enjoyed working with Commissioner Dickerson on this. But I presented an alternative draft that I'd just like to put a few words out. For the consideration today, I submit Agenda Document B, which is an alternative proposed directive regarding the Office of General Counsel's investigations. I agree with the words of my colleague that we as the commission are responsible for the investigations that we've done. And so where there may be lacks or where there may have been failures, we also accept that responsibility. This is designed to address the specific proposals that had the potential at times that I believe the original draft would have had some delays and further burdens with OGC's work. But the effort here is to preserve the independence that the Office of General Counsel needs to follow an investigation leads that either strengthen the case for probable cause against respondents or absolve those respondents of the allegations. But it acknowledges the need for change when the average length of investigations have stretched well beyond a year, dating back to fiscal year 2017, including a high of 826 days in fiscal year 2022, and most recently, 437 days in fiscal year 2023. I want to thank my colleagues for working with me on this, but I speak, and I oftentimes say this, but it's true, is that I speak with a unique perspective because of the six individuals that serve as commissioners. I was the one that's present with us today, or present in Zoom world, served as a staff attorney in the Office of General Counsel and have experience with these investigations. And while this alone doesn't make me more qualified to speak on investigation process than any of my other colleagues, it is the unique experience that I have, and I can provide some context. Investigations can move at a deliberate pace, but they can also be frustrated by the inherently bureaucratic nature of FICA. Draft B would delay the adoption of the investigation plan until after the respondents have had an opportunity to reply to the commission's reasonably findings. And I believe this eliminates some of the need for the commission, for OGC to have to return to the commission for the approval of endless rounds of an investigative plan. Additionally, and I find this very important, footnote number paragraph five, includes a footnote that the identification of new sources of publicly available information is not an expansion of the scope of the investigation, requiring an investigative plan or an additional tally vote, because this reflects a long-held practice by OGC to consult and consider common sources of publicly available information, including official records from other government agency and news sources. The footnote also requires that such new sources of information be included in regular updates. And finally, draft B sunsets the proposed directive on June the 30th of 2025 instead of December 31st of 2025. I believe that earlier date provides enough time for the commission, the Office of General Counsel, and other stakeholders to assess the effectiveness of the procedures with time for a permanent adoption or to implement any necessary changes by the year end. In closing, I've spent the majority of my career with this agency, and I care deeply about the statutory responsibility and equally about the morale and job satisfaction of each FEC employee. But I do believe that this draft improves upon the original proposal by balancing the OGC's independence with the commission's responsibility to oversee investigations. And I respectfully urge my colleagues to support at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to highlight one part of the investigation plan that I think is particularly important and that should speed up our investigations. And I hope to send a message to the regulated community that the Office of General Counsel has the full backing of the commission in whatever investigation it's conducting. There is no benefit to gamesmanship and attempting to play OGC against the commission here. And undue delays are not tolerated because the commission has already authorized OGC to conduct the investigation and approved its tactics and plans. In the cases in which the commission authorizes a subpoena, that means that we are willing to go to federal court to enforce that subpoena if need be. And while I've advocated to allow for a voluntary compliance period, and I'll discuss that in a second, the message will be clear that OGC is always acting with the full weight and authority of the commission. If you want to cooperate voluntarily, that's wonderful. But voluntary compliance is not an opportunity to delay the investigation. Currently, we see respondents that are often just delaying and delaying and delaying complying with requests from our counsel. And this should bring an end to that. As for the two-week voluntary compliance period ahead of the subpoenas, I am acutely aware of the impacts of commission actions, including investigations of enforcement matters and how they have an effect on individuals, candidates, committees, and vendors that are either the target or subject of that information or have relevant information to the investigations. For those vendors or other entities that routinely work in the political realm but are not the target, receiving a subpoena from the commission is a reputational risk, even if they've done nothing wrong. Providing the opportunity for voluntary compliance with the commission's discovery request before serving a subpoena will allow those not the target or subject of the investigation the opportunity to avoid a formal subpoena if they wish. On the flip side, for the target and the subject of commission investigations, this change will convey that any voluntary compliance is a privilege and not a right. Should they delay in complying with OGC's discovery request, they will know that a subpoena has been authorized and is ready to serve. This change will preserve the upside of voluntary compliance, where it's engaged in good faith, but reduces the downside risk that a target or subject uses voluntary discovery as a method to delay and obstruct a commission investigation. So I am looking forward to these investigations going faster and getting to us on an expedited basis. Any further comments? Yes.
Thanks, Madam Chair. And my sincere thanks to Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Broussard, and the chair for all the work that went into putting this policy together that I think is going to get adopted today. And I think that is commendable. I agree with certainly the spirit of it. And I think much of its provisions, I'm not going to be able to support draft B today because of one issue. And I just want to articulate why. So when I vote no, it's not misinterpreted. I think I agree with pretty much everything in it, but I think commissioners have a longstanding disagreement about the issue of investigations and the use of publicly available information and news sources by the Office of General Counsel as part of its conduct and its assessment of enforcement matters. In my view, those parts of investigation should be subject to the same kind of commission approval as other forms of compulsory process for an important reason, which is that we've seen in many instances that the exploration, the investigation of publicly available information has led to long amounts of effort and time wasted or spent on these things, I think often fruitlessly. And I think that demands a greater degree of commission oversight. And frankly, I think there are different tolerances among commissioners about what constitutes permissible or acceptable investigations of publicly available information. And, you know, more importantly, I should say that while this is a policy that is focused on authorized investigations by the commission after it has found reason to believe, my greater concern is that by blessing it in this stage of the enforcement process, we are further entrenching it at a stage in which it is, I think, much more problematic, which is before finding reason to believe in drafting the FGCRs, when we have instances in which attorneys are reading entire books, going through entire libraries and resources, spending thousands, literally thousands of hours on outside research to write an FGCR to get information that postdates the complaint. I think that is a problem with our investigations, and that is something that I want to rein in and not further entrench. And so, for that reason, I'm not able to support a policy that includes that footnote. But I do very much agree with the rest of it, and I agree that ultimately the commission needs to own these investigations and exercise a certain degree, greater degree of control and oversight of them. So. Again, with my sincere thanks to everyone who worked on it. That's all.
Any further discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Broussard, well, like all of us, we each bring our own unique set of experiences to the table. And my views are informed by years of watching commissioners try and influence investigations. And I don't want anything that I say to be construed as a personal comment about anybody sitting at the table, because as I said, it's my views are informed by years of seeing how commissioner involvement in investigations has turned out. And lest the public be confused by some of the statements that have been made earlier about and think that we have a bunch of government employees running amok and running rampant through investigations. To provide a little bit of context, there are currently roughly, I think, 200 cases in our enforcement division and exactly 7 ongoing investigations, 7 active investigations. So not a lot of investigatory activity actually going on. And I can recall any number of cases where I have implored my colleagues, you know, we could resolve this matter with a very targeted investigation with 3 questions, 1 question even, and getting, being unsuccessful in persuading the required 3 other commissioners to agree to ask a very limited number of questions. Both of these policies reflect a trend that's been going on for many years. It's not unique to recent times of commissioners trying to be frankly micromanage the few investigations that we do. And I appreciate all the efforts that went into this. I know people spent a lot of time on this. And I absolutely agree that the commissioners are responsible for the conduct of the investigations and what goes on in the agency. I believe that means we should ensure that our staff have the appropriate resources and training personnel to conduct the business in an efficient and effective and professional manner. I have a lot of confidence in our staff. I think we have a lot of great attorneys who work in this building. I think it is, I'm not aware of any other investigatory agencies, any other law enforcement agencies, and that is indeed what we are, where the political appointees at the very top of the agency literally go over every single question that is asked. And that is what would happen under either of these policies. And let me say that I agree that Draft B is a big improvement over earlier drafts, and there are a number of provisions in there that I agree with and that I could support. But I think the crux of both of these policies is to ensure that commissioners will be micromanaging every single investigation will, that the staff will require commissioners' permission to ask every single question. And I think, particularly given the political sensitivity of some of the investigations that we do, all of the investigations that we do, having political appointees making all of those decisions is not ideal, and certainly not typical of how other law enforcement agencies work. So although, as I said, I appreciate all the efforts that went into it, and I appreciate the, and as I said, there are a number of provisions, particularly in draft B, that I would agree with, I'm not going to be able to support either of these drafts.
Any further discussion? Okay. Any motions or discussion? Motion. All right. Motions. Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the adoption of agenda document 23-21-B, which is draft B.
Any discussion of the matter?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Just one very brief point. I share the Vice Chairman's concerns on review of publicly available information. And I will be watching OGC very closely and how it interprets this. But I do think it bears note that this is intended as a solely post-RTB investigatory policy that should not be interpreted, at least in my view, to impact activity that occurs prior to a finding of reason to believe.
Any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
No.
The motion passes 4-2 with Commissioner Dickerson, Trainer, Broussard, and myself in favor. The Vice Chair and Commissioner Weintraub opposed. Thank you all. Glad to move forward on this one.